play football with live crowds on the pitch.
Yeah. Now look, I mean, everyone has done that, and we're not going to celebrate this.
I'm not going to celebrate either, Dan.
I'm embarrassed about it. Give us the details, of course. This could come under our confession.
We're going to wear a special non-agreement frown about this. Tell us every detail.
Go on.
About 10 years ago when we were kids, when we weren't playing football, we used to go to fishing on the pier.
Yeah.
Not too far away from our house.
Yeah.
And being not very good fishermen, we used to catch more crabs than fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just got a bit bored with it, so we thought, well, we're going to put them to good use, you know?
Yeah.
So we just played football with them. I mean, the curvature on the shells, they make for a very good curve.
You see, when you say played football, you just used to boot them out to sea, did you?
No.
Actually tackle and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I'd have thought, like the bread roll story, there'd have been some disintegration.
Yeah, but we just catch crabs by the bucket loads, so, you know, we just have a replenished supply.
We can be squeamish here, yes, we can be disapproving, but we cannot be hypocritical. If every male who can hear our voice now, including Chris's, who had ever toe-punted a living thing, suddenly turned blue, I think there'd be a lot of blue faces around the country. I would like to say, I have never toe-punted an animal, but I'm afraid I once toe-punted a frog, and that's all there is to it. And I didn't only talk, and I'm going to be, and I never ever shy away from facts, but I'm going to tell you this, and this may shock you then, but I know a very, how can I put this about, I was toe-punting frogs with some very famous footballers.
I see.
Yes. The idea came from them, and the thing was, it was just almost casual, we were all talking about this and that, and there was these, it was on a foreign shore, right, and we were standing, and the thing was, with the frogs, they were climbing on the front of the shoe, they're on the front of the shoe, so what you did was flip them in the air. Now, if one man flips something up, a man next to him has got to volley
in the style of Ernie Hunt.
Yeah, of course, yeah, so they were climbing on the front of the shoes. You flick it up, and Frog would then find himself airborne, and the fella next to you would have to bonk and whoa! But there was a swimming pool about 20 feet away, right? So the first time this happens, you casually sit, the first time you're trying to get the frog off your shoe. So you flicked it, it went up, and it was a beautiful, there is such a thing as a perfect volleying height. And when the frog come down, like Chris would tell it to, you give it the bonk, and then you hear, ooh, in the pool. And if you don't hear, this is the frog hitting the pool, you think, well, you failed, because it was dark, and you couldn't see the pool, but there was a pool out there. Now, I think the frog can survive such a trauma.
And I'll say, think about the frog's train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, frog is old him or something, he's old.
This is an honest bullshit. Christ, I mean, this can't get much worse.
No, because this can't get any worse.
All I'm saying is, this is a very long time ago, as a grown man now, I don't think I could do this. But there is, if everyone who can hear my voice can put a hand on the heart and say, yeah, I've never ever trod on anything.
I won't ask the famous footballers, except one. Go on.
No, I'm not going to take a wild guess.
So, not that long ago then.
Not 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 7:25. Thank you very much indeed, Chris. We don't want to dwell on it, and as I say, we don't condone or indeed celebrate. It's just simply part of the grand tapestry that encompasses all football research. Yes, people have played football with crabs. Ha ha.